Did you see that? She had asked her father, just the one time. A two flipped backward across the table while she practiced division. He looked up from his ledger.
See what?
The two jumped onto his hand and leapt from finger to finger. But he didn't look down at it. Nothing, forget it. After that, she didn't mention the numbers again to anyone. She wasn't sure, but she didn't think it happened for anyone else. 20 to her father was ink on a page, or an ocean in his head. It didn't shimmer before him, full of potential, ready to burst into its parts. 20 shattered into 4 5s, or 5 4s, or 2 10s, or 10 2s. It teemed with 1s, or some lucky combination of paired 3s and 7s. She learned to look at the numbers in multiple ways, but to see and talk about them as others saw them, to keep their magic to herself. Her father put his hand on her head when she did complicated sums, a mathematical benediction. She tried to remember the feeling when she grew tired or sad, or when she sweated through her shirt down in the caisson. Down in the caisson, thigh deep in mud, day after day, she listened when the other men talked and took their numbers and made them her own. The four brothers Russo, the $2 a week they pooled to send back to their mother in Sicily. Ahmed, from a place called Tanja, who counted in his own language under his breath, though his numerals looked the same. The Schmidts, who bet each other halfpennies that the father couldn't outdig his son. Some days he did, some days he didn't. They spoke German, but everyone got the gist, and others put money down as well. The numbers spun before her, sank and rose in the mud. Listening helped the time go faster. She got some figures from Roebling himself, the chief engineer, who often came down to watch them work, though the whole bridge project was his, and he could have spent all his time in an office if he had chosen to do so. His figures were huge and exciting. The expected height of the towers, the expected depth at which they'd hit bedrock. Such exact numbers. Pat took comfort in the fact that on paper, all this mud looked like towers. Between the two towers, 4 steel cables of 19 strands, invented by the elder Mr. Roebling. The bridge had killed him, indirectly, like her father, before the construction had even started. If the story she heard was correct, a ferry had crushed his foot while he inspected the bridge site, and then an infection set in. She didn't like those stories. She found the stories told by numbers much more reassuring. The numerals clambered over each other to illustrate Mr. Roebling's figures. Sometimes Pat shushed them or tried to ignore them, but they grew insistent, excited, maybe even proud. Without them, there would be no caisson, no diggers, no tower, no bridge. Without them, she'd still have her father.